Disc 13.
It's much too cold, but you may see me to the door, and we'll say goodbye there. I followed Nobu down the stairs and crouched in the entryway of the tea house to help him into his shoes. Afterward, I slipped my feet into the tall wooden geta I was wearing because of the snow and walked Nobu out to the street. Years earlier, a car would have been waiting for him, but only government officials had cars these days, for almost no one could find the gasoline to run them. I suggested walking him to the trolley.
"I don't want your company just now," Nobu said. "I'm on my way to a meeting with our Kyoto distributor. I have too many things on my mind as it is."
"I must say, Nobu-san, I much preferred your parting words in the room upstairs."
"In that case, stay there next time."
I bowed and told Nobu goodbye. Most men would probably have turned to look over their shoulder at some point, but Nobu just plodded through the snow as far as the corner and then turned up Shizuo Avenue and was gone. In my hand, I held the piece of paper he'd given me with Mr. Arashino's address written on it. I realized I was squeezing it so hard in my fingers that if it were possible to crush it, I'm sure I would have. I couldn't think why I felt so nervous and afraid, but after gazing a moment at the snow still falling all around me, I looked at Nobu's deep footprints leading to the corner and had the feeling I knew just what was troubling me. When would I ever see Nobu again, or the chairman, or for that matter, Gion itself? Once before, as a child, I'd been torn from my home. I suppose it was the memory of those horrible years that made me feel so alone.